Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we do thank you for taking the time this evening to join in, amen, and sit around the table and feast on the Word of God. This evening, of course, you know we will be in Pittsburgh, Tennessee, with Pastor Paul B. Robinson. But before we do that, for those of you who are calling in, by calling in or listening by internet, we are an interactive ministry, and you have an opportunity to be able to call in and participate when the speaker opens up the mic this evening. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you can participate. Amen. If you choose to. We'd also like to let you know that you can listen to this message and share it with a friend. It's just another way of evangelizing, you know, with family and friends. And if you would like to go to this and share it with someone or even listen to it again, go into Blog Talk Radio and then type in We Can Begin Again. And once you type that in, you can pull up this archive or any of the other archives that has been on. Amen. And let it be a blessing not only to you but those surrounding you. As we move forward, we'd like to let you know that this is our first Wednesday of the month, and we have Mother Gloria from Mother Gloria. She is from Call Unto Us Ministries. Amen. And for those of you who've been on before, she comes on and she prays for those who are stand in the need of prayer, or there is a prayer request. Amen. She is a mighty woman of prayer, and she comes on the first of every month to get us started off. So please, ma'am, please, sir, if you have a prayer request, let us know. But before we start off with our prayer request, we're going to be praying for Pastor Robinson's wife, who is having knee surgery. We're adding her, including her, in our prayer. His mother-in-law, Beatrice Brewster, who we're praying for her. We also have the Rob Hines family, Leighton Hines. We're praying for his family, amen, for the loss of a son. And are there any other requests that we would like to, that you would like to add in the list?
I'd like to include the families that have lost their children by gun violence. We had a child that was shot and killed here in our neighboring community last week. For those that are suffering with depression and overwhelming sadness, where they believe that suicide is the only solution, we pray for them and their families, and those that have both families that are supporting and suffering the children. We also pray for those people that are on dialysis or waiting for a kidney transplant or suffering with end-stage kidney failure. We lift them up, those that are diabetic and with heart disease. We lift them up as well.
Amen. Are there any other prayer requests that you'd like Mother Gloria to have? Pastor Robinson, do I hear you?
Yes. Continue to pray for my friend Ed Stewart and his family. And also pray for the lost, those who do not know Christ and have not accepted Christ as their personal Savior. So I ask that, and pray for me. Please pray for me. I would definitely need you all's prayers, especially tonight. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. Are there any other requests? Amen. Being that we have silence on, assuming that there are any more requests. So we're going to also be praying publicly as well as privately. Those that you have on your heart for prayer, we're going to be praying for those who God knows who they are. Amen. You can just call them out silently, and we will lift them up in prayer. Okay, we're going to move on over into Atlanta, Georgia, with Mother Gloria. We're getting a lot of background. Could you please mute your device until it's time for you to talk? I'll leave all the mics open. You could mute it until it's time for you to talk so we don't hear. We hear a lot of shuffling or something in the background so it comes through on the recording. Amen. So we want the recordings to be clean. Mother Gloria, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I
praise
am.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. We know that you have a revival tonight, and you're not going to be on with us long. You'll be moving on over to the revival. So I'd just like to let the audience know, you know, what's taking place. Mother Gloria's calling to me ministry. They have a revival for this evening as well as tomorrow. I will be speaking tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. And if you would like to listen to that, I believe the call number is, what is the call number? Could you 727-7319? 581.
Okay. Yes, 727-731-9581. Yes.
Yes. We invite you
praise
to join
God.
In as we have there's a revival tomorrow. I will be speaking, and so I need you to pray for me tomorrow as well, Pastor, as Pastor Robinson has said. Amen. We all stand in the need of prayer. Mother Gloria,
yes,
I'm turning it on over to you.
Praise God, praise God. Good evening, everyone. As I listen to all the prayer requests that have gone forth. But I want you to know tonight, I'm here to encourage all of you that God knows your concerns. As a matter of fact, he knew before you knew that you were going to come tonight and give your prayers. Request to the Almighty God that sits high and he looked low. He said he would never leave you. He would never leave you. So he is with you, Pastor Robinson, right now. I'm getting ready to get fired up. Pastor Robinson, you get fired up when you think of the goodness of Jesus. And oh, he's getting ready to do for everyone that gave their name. You gave, Heavenly Father is listening to every name that was given tonight. He knows all about the kidney transplant. He knows all about Pastor Robinson's wife and Ed Stewart and the lost son and the families of those that have been had their loved ones killed and murdered because of gun violence. He knows about the depression. He knows about the dialysis waiting for a kidney transplant. He knows about Elder Clay tomorrow on the revival. He knows about your concern. Let me tell you, tonight we're going to praise our way through every one of these situations because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. If we could ever get to the point that I'm going to praise my way through. And the word of God, as I was looking, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Something good is going to come out of everything that you have put before the Lord tonight. And he sent me here just to encourage you that if you would keep your mind on him. And it says, and as I go to John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Do not, I'm here to tell you, don't let your heart get troubled. I have come just before I came on the line, and Elder John know, I have faced some challenges that almost broke me. But let me tell you, I am here to say I put my trust in a God that cannot fail. Put your trust, Pastor Robinson, when you go forth to bring that word. Put your trust in God who's going to take care of your wife as she goes through the surgery. Put your trust in the God that can take those that have had loved ones murdered by someone. God, I've been there, done that with my nephew, God, and my brother, and God brought me through. I'm better today. We are tested and tried. And when you tested and tried in a fight, you're going to come out as pure gold. Even in the depression, God, we bring it to you tonight. We curse at the root and see depression tonight. That if they would keep their mind on you, your word said you would keep them in perfect peace. God, for the transplant on dialysis, how do I know about that? I had my son-in-law, brother, was on dialysis, and now he got a transplant, and he's living a productive life. What God did for him, he'll do for you. Thank God in the midst of waiting for your transplant. Thank God. Speak those things that be not as they are. Don't give up. And for those that don't know Christ and living all kind of way, God, one day, if you think about, we're all sinners saved by grace. What somebody was praying, pray for that loved one that is not saved, that maybe is doing any and everything, and when you look at them, you shake their head and you say, God, but God can save anybody. He can save anybody. So we're thanking God in advance how he's going to save our loved ones. And one day they're going to be that preacher. One day she's going to be that one that's going to come and bring a word to the women of the women's ministry about where God brought you from. He brought us all from a long way. So I'm here to say, encourage you tonight. As I encourage myself, I had to encourage myself in order to get on the radio this night, tonight. I was down, but I wasn't out because I looked to the hills for whence cometh my help. Look to the hills for whence cometh your help to you now. The help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. You're going to survive all these things that you talked about tonight because God is a prayer answerer. He's a keeper. He said in his word that he cannot lie. If he said it, won't he do it? Put the word of God on it. Put the word of God on your situation and then give thanks. God, I thank you for my transplant. I thank you for how you brought me out of depression. How do I know my daughter was depressed? She's a pastor's wife and she was depressed, and now she speaks all over the world talking about depression, encouraging women, how God can bring you out of depression. But we got to pray. We got to pray our way through for those that are listening tonight. I just to come to encourage you. I prayed and I praised my way through. And that's what we're going to do tonight. About all these concerns, our families, those that are lost, those sons that have been murdered, the Stewart family. God can do anything but fail to all of those that are listening. I came tonight just to encourage you, because I encouraged myself today when I was going through. And you know what? I find that it's going to be a test. It's a test to be a testimony for all of those that are listening. And I thank God for the opportunity to come and just share with you, to encourage you. Keep on trusting in God. Keep on believing. Keep on praying. Keep on praising. Oh, Pastor Robinson, as you go through, keep on saying, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. All of those requests that went through tonight, I want you to say tonight to God, God, I thank you. I thank you for what you're going to do.
I thank you
for how you're going to bring me through. I thank you. You keep your promises. I thank you that you never fail. I thank you, God, I'm going to praise my way through. And I thank you for what's going to come forth that is going to be a testimony that you could share with someone else that's been where you are right now. Encourage them. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity to encourage your people. I thank you, God, you'll never let us down. I thank you are always there in the midnight hour when the tears flow, God. You'll be there, and the joy will come in the morning. And we thank you for that joy that's coming in the morning.
Thank you.
So all of you, praise your way through. And right now, before we leave, before I leave, we're going to say, God, thank you. I thank you, God.
Thank you. Thank
so you have to say what you see. You can have what you say out of your mouth. You got to believe
thank
and you got to
thank
say
you.
It and believe it. So right
thank
now,
you.
Just give him some praise as I come to a
thank
close.
You.
Let's
thank
praise
you.
Him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, I'm going to praise my way through. I'm not going to let the enemy take my joy. I'm not going to let the enemy stop me. I'm not going to let the enemy, God, for what I'm going through to stop me because I know God got a purpose and a plan
yes.
for all of us. For all of us.
Yes.
And bless Elder Clay as he come tomorrow for the revival. And our theme
yes,
is trust
yes,
me.
Touch him.
For everyone
touch
that's
him,
on
Lord.
The line tonight,
touch
trust
him,
he. God is saying to you, trust
touch
me.
Him, Lord.
Trust me, Elder Clay.
Yes,
trust me,
yes.
Pastor Robert. Trust me,
yes.
all of those that gave their prayer requests tonight. Trust me. And I'm going to continue
yes.
to lift up
yes.
all these prayer requests. I'm
going
to continue
yes.
to put them before the Lord. To the listener, maybe didn't even say a word. Maybe didn't even give his or her prayer request. But yet they're going through some storm. They're going through God. And they need a touch from you. They need deliverance. They need to be set free. They need to get
yes.
back on the battlefield for the Lord
yes.
and do what you
yes,
have
yes.
called
Hallelujah.
Him to do. We turn
Hallelujah.
Away from what God has called us to do because of trouble, because of pain, because of all the things that we've gone through, God. But if you give it to God tonight,
give it
he'll
to God.
Turn it around.
Yes, he will.
He'll turn it around for
yes,
you.
Yes, he will.
But you got to let God
yes,
do
he
it.
Will.
So, Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing me to pray.
Thank
just
you,
a word of encouragement
you.
To your people. It's not all of that, and that, but it's a simple something to let you want those people to know. Just trust me. In Jesus' name, I do pray. And I'm going to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm shouting
hallelujah.
Over the
hallelujah.
Word that's going to come
hallelujah.
For tonight. And I'll listen to the recording. God bless you. God bless you
thank
all.
You.
God
thank
bless
you, Jesus. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you. May God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
That you here this evening is someone that we love and adore that comes on who, a man who is, I believe, who sold out for Christ. And his name
sold
is Paul B. Robinson. And he is coming from out of Pittsburgh, Tennessee. The next voice you hear will be Pastor Paul B. Robinson. May God bless you.
Good evening. Good evening. I, Paul, greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus, called the Christ. Amen. It is such a blessing and an honor to be on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know how long I've been with you guys. I haven't been keeping count. I know I've been off and on and off and on, but still, it is a blessing. It is definitely a blessing to be on here again tonight. I'm not just saying that because I have the message tonight, but I really speak from my heart to say
yes.
that it's a blessing to be here. Tonight. Thank you, Mother Gloria. I know you may be gone, but thank you for that prayer for my mother-in-law and for my wife and for me and for everybody you pray for. Thank you so much for that. Tonight, I want to go ahead and get started. I want to go ahead and get started because I know there's, I'm hoping there's a lot of feedback. I'm hoping that you guys can help me through this and a lot of responses. I am just so overjoyed. I've been happy all day at work today, and normally I'm not happy at work, but today I have been just full of joy today and kind of full of energy. You know, for a man my age, I'm 60 years old, and I just felt like a 20-year-old today. I was just so happy that I was going to get this opportunity. But tonight, to go ahead and get you started tonight. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4 if you have your Bibles. If you don't have your Bibles, just listen. I'm going to read this scripture from the NIV, and then I'm going to begin with verse 14. I know that the topic says that verse 15 and 16, but I was reading it earlier, and I want to go ahead and read verse 14 also. It says in Ephesians chapter 4, beginning with verse 14, it says, then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, but by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is, Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, keep me near the cross as a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream.
Yes, sir.
And you see, we think that when we got a whole lot of money, And we got a whole lot of everything. But I stopped to tell you this morning that we grow up concerning possession when we give God first place in our life. See, it's not all about money. Yeah, we got to have money to live. We got to have money to buy. We got to have money to do this and do that. But when we began to put money before God, then we got another problem here. We got something else going on when we put money and other things. Let me not just say money, okay? But any other thing before God. See, Matthew 6 and 33 tells us that to seek first the kingdom of God, amen, and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. So look, if you don't have money, don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. If you don't have a lot of possessions, don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Because I heard the old folks say this, I got Jesus, and that's all I need. I got Jesus. And that's enough for me. See, the old song says, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need, what's the rest of it?
Nobody
else.
Nobody else.
Amen. Amen, somebody. So we as Christians has got to learn not to let possession get in the way of God. Amen? Amen? Mm-hmm. So that's what our first thing that we're talking about. Grow up concerning possession. Now, look at the second thing here. I'm moving right along. I like this. I preached this at our church or taught it or whatever, however you want to put it, to our congregation. And I talked about, the second thing I talked about was grow up concerning pleasure. I believe I hit somebody right there. Because, you know, if you got money, you think you got pleasure. Amen. Mm-hmm. But 2 Timothy, listen to 2 Timothy 3, verse 4. It says, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Who is he talking about? Who is Timothy talking about here? He's talking about us. We as Christians, we would rather have pleasure in our lives than to have God. I said a word right there. You see, the thing about it is, church, and I don't want to go too fast, but the thing about it is we live in a pleasure-seeking, in a pleasure-loving, a pleasure-wanting society. You see, what we see here is that there's billions and billions and billions of dollars spent on pleasure each year. Y'all know where I'm going with that. One of the things that so much money is spent on that gives people pleasure is pornography. People spend billions of dollars on pornography because they think that that's where their pleasure lies. But people are searching for fun these days more than they are God. I believe I said something like that. We look more to have fun with our friends and with our neighbors and with our family more than we look to please God.
Yes, sir.
We have got to, as a people of God, we have got to start searching for God and quit searching for pleasure. See, because I don't know about you, but when I get my praise on, I get pleasure. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. When I get my opportunity as tonight, you think it don't please me to be on here tonight sharing the word of God with the people of God? It gives me pleasure to do just that thing. And the greatest pleasure possible, watch this, is knowing Christ. Some of y'all in radio land, some of you that's listening by internet or radio or whatever you're listening by, you need to mark this. You need to put this down, and you need to think about it. But your greatest pleasure in life is knowing Christ. It's not knowing your wife. It's not knowing your girlfriend or boyfriend. It's not knowing that you got a good job. It's not knowing that you got fine cars or houses or boats or whatever. The greatest pleasure in life is knowing Christ. Now, see,
yes,
I can
Jesus.
Say that because I know it for myself.
Yes,
see,
sir.
Because it's only Christ that offers a real, lasting enjoyment. And what it does, it satisfies the longing of the soul. Watch this. Psalm 107, verse 9. It says, "For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." Now listen, I got a question for you. How many of you want to be filled with goodness? How many of us tonight want to be filled with the goodness of God? Especially, church, in the time that we're in right now, where we see people being murdered and people being beaten and people being ran over by other people. And the worst things that are happening in my life, let me say that, I'm seeing it happen now. And I'll be honest, I like I said earlier, I'm 60 years old. I don't mind sharing with you. I'll be 61 this year. And I've never seen the things in my life that I see now that's taking place. And the best thing for us to do, church, is to quit seeking pleasure and start seeking God. Amen? We need to start seeking
Amen.
God.
Amen.
That is the cure for anything that you're going through. Well, somebody might say, well, I've been seeking God all my life, and I'm not, you know, I'm not found it, and I'm still going through the same thing that I've been going through. I'm still having the same problems I've been having. Well, I stopped to tell you tonight that when you're seeking God, and if you have already sought God and found him, then yes, you're going to have problems. But the Bible says in Proverbs 3, to trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways. And he'll do what? He'll direct your path. Some translations say that he'll make your path straight. So grow up concerning pleasure. Quit looking for pleasure. And start looking for God. Amen?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Quit looking for that. Pleasure is good. It's good. It's okay to feel good. You know, it's okay to feel good, but I'd rather have Jesus
yes.
than silver and gold. Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm going to move on. The third thing I want us to look at tonight is, and I'm going to give y'all plenty of time to talk about this, because grow up concerning, watch this, popularity. Oh, my goodness, popularity. Mm. Everybody wants to be popular, don't they? Everybody wants to be well-known. Grow up concerning popularity. John chapter 5, verse 44. Y'all, excuse me, my throat is a little scratchy. John chapter 5, verse 44. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another? Let me go to my scripture. I want to read this. Not off of my paper, but I want to read this out of the text here. John chapter 5. I can't even find it, but listen. John chapter 5, verse 44. It says, "How can you believe?" This is from the New International Version. "How can you believe if you accept praise from one another?" yet make no effort to obtain the praise that comes from the only God.
Mm.
Mm. Grow up concerning popularity. You see, it's natural. It's natural for us to desire appreciation and goodwill from other people. But we should not seek exaltation and glory from other people. We shouldn't be seeking to be exalted by other people, because what does that do when we start looking for exaltation from other people? It sets this thing in our heart called pride. Pride. We will begin to get prideful. And you know what the Bible says about pride? The pride of man comes before the great fall. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 5:5 says this, and I'm reading this from the English Standard Version. I like this. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made high priest. Listen now. He did not exalt himself to be made high priest, but was appointed by God. He was appointed by God. Popularity is usually, listen, it's usually short-lived. Usually when somebody's popular and they get all high and mighty, it don't last very long. You see, it can be here today and gone tomorrow. Popularity. You can be popular today and you can be the best thing in somebody's life today or to somebody, and tomorrow you'll be the worst thing that ever happened to them. They don't want to see you no more.
Mm.
Popularity. It's okay for people to know you, but don't seek, please don't seek to be popular. Because I'm telling you, every kingdom that's set up on a mountain, it shall come down. Amen. Mm. I just had to say that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Growing up concerning popularity, what it means seeking to please and to glorify God. His approval endures as long as we trust in him. See, I have to say this. What's that noise? I hear some noise.
Please mute your mics. Please mute your mics or your device.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. Woo, man. Okay, let me get back to where I was. Talking about his approval, God's approval endures as long as we trust in him. See, let me tell you something. We can trust in man or woman. We can trust in people. I'll put it that way. We can put all our trust in people. The Bible says not to. But a lot of times we do, but it don't last very long.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as we have Christ, we can trust in God. Amen.
Yes.
And all we need is God's approval. We don't need man's approval for anything. And I do believe that we mess up. We mess up a whole lot of times because we look for man's approval rather than God's approval.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. We look for man to say it's okay rather than God to say it's okay. See, Isaiah 26:4, I'm giving you some scripture tonight because I like to give some scripture. I'm giving you some scripture. Isaiah 26:4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. In the Lord Jehovah, in Jehovah God, is where our everlasting strength lies. Amen. That was our third one, grow up in popularity. Our fourth and final thought is, or point, or whatever, however you want to say it, is we need to grow up concerning, watch this, position. Everybody wants to be in some kind of position, amen? Everybody wants to be the head of something or the leader or so, or however you want to put it. But grow up concerning position. Listen to this scripture. John 6, verse 27 says, labor for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Oh, Lord Jesus. The devil is alive. You see, some Christians put too much importance on their position. And it's funny because as we were talking last week, I was talking to Bishop Storrs, and I was just honoring him as being bishop, and I liked the fact that he didn't let being bishop go to his head. Just like you, Elder Clay, you don't let being an elder go to your head. And me, I'm an elder myself. I don't let that go to my head. But some people would take a position like that and let it just blow them up to be something that they're really not. See, and what they do is they live, eat, and sleep for their job or for their position. And the thing about it is work is necessary. We got to work. But we must, listen now, we must give God first place.
Amen.
We should take time. We should take time to do God's work. Attend his house. Go to Bible study. Go to prayer meetings. Go to a small group meeting. Encourage other people. That's what God wants us to do, to be able to do those things. A glorious promotion awaits those who grow up in Christ. I'm reading this now. A glorious promotion awaits those who grow up in Christ. What they'll do is they will be promoted to a land that is fairer than the day, eternal in heaven. Watch this, and I'm coming to a close. Revelation 21, verse 3. I know we don't have much time, but I'm going to go ahead and read this. Revelation 21, verse 3, it says, the city that does not need sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light. Now, grow up concerning position. As I said before, I know we all want to be in a position to do things, to be looked at, to be honored, to be worshiped. And I can say that because I've seen people who have positions in churches and positions on the job who seek glory from other people that's under them. And we need not to seek glory because of a position. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you asked. Position can come, as I said earlier, about positions come and positions go. And people who are sitting up on a pedestal, and people start looking at them because of their position. See, I respect my supervisor at work. I respect him as a man. But just because he's supervisor, I'm going to make him look like he's more than what he is. That don't happen. Because I don't want anybody to think that being in a higher position, you're looking down on the next man. We don't need to go there. But anyway, I wanted to share that with y'all tonight. To God be the glory. Great things he has done and things he will do. Continue to grow, but continue to grow up in Christ and not grow up in possession and not grow up in pleasure and not grow up in popularity and not grow up seeking position. Just continue to grow in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. The mics are open. Yes, sir.
Pastor Robinson, I was
requested to ask you, could you please repeat your 4 points again?
Oh, okay. The first one was grow up concerning position. The second one was grow up concerning pleasure. The third one was grow up concerning popularity. And the fourth one was grow up concerning position. The four
last one and the first one.
The last one, wait a minute, you said position, pleasure, popularity.
Position, yeah. Possession, pleasure, popularity, and position.
Oh, position, okay.
Yeah, position, yeah. Possession, pleasure, popularity, and position.
Okay. Amen, amen. Amen, thank you so much.
So thank you all for listening. Thank you so much for having me on. The mics are open for any comments or any cross-examination, so to speak. I'm silly. Okay.
Any comments?
Amen. Amen. Any comments?
I have a comment. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We can hear you.
All right. I don't want to take away from your teaching or anything like that, but I've had this conversation with Bishop Storrs before about growing up in Christ. It was when I first got saved. And when I think about growing in Christ, I think about growing as a baby grows and letting go or getting rid of the Similac and moving to the next stage of life. Like moving forward to the next stage in Christ, maturing in his word and relationship with Christ. I think of growth as a whole in every aspect of life according to the word of God in relationship with him. Am I wrong?
No, sir. You're right. But we're talking. Go ahead, sir.
This is
from
Long Island.
How's Long Island doing? I'm so glad to hear you.
Long Island's good, Tennessee.
Minister Amon. Was that first question answered? The question answered, he was asking about in terms of growing off. Were you satisfied with?
Yeah.
I believe
that's Brother Chuck Sean.
It was a comment.
It was just a comment. It was just what I think. When I think about growing up in Christ, that's what I think about.
Yes.
Like, amen. Not individual aspects, but just growing in him, growing in his word, growing in relationship with him. You start as a babe in Christ, and you move forward step by step.
Amen.
According to Scripture. And,
amen, sir.
You know, prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a comment.
No, that's
I mean,
good,
I
wasn't
taking nothing away from the lesson. I get
no,
it.
No.
You know, but that's what I think of when I think about growing in Christ.
Okay.
But what I got out of it, and just piggyback off of what you're saying, sir, is that we grow in the relationship with Christ. And I think where Pastor was coming from is sometimes as life goes on, we lose our focus on Christ. As we go on this journey, we have to be careful because we will start looking to man, to trust in man. And we can't do that, but it happens. It happens. And God will definitely, he will pull us back or allow certain things to happen to bring us back. Sometimes he woos us back, and sometimes he'll wound us back. And as what I was getting, what Pastor was saying was, we have to keep God focused. I mean, stay focused on God. And yet know that it is See, God told me this a while ago. He said, Edna, don't look for anyone to validate you. I'll validate you. You don't have to worry about for validating you. You just do what I say. You just live how I want you to live. And don't always look for man to pat you on the back or saying you're doing a good job. That's all well and good. It's nice to be appreciated. But at the end of the day, whose word or whose appreciation do we want more of? And that is God. You know,
that's
and it's good for Elder John to appreciate me, Dr. Suzanne to appreciate me, and Pastor Robinson to appreciate me, and maybe even you. I don't even know you. But at the end of the day, I appreciate it all. But it is God I want to please. It is God I want to say well done. Because people like Pastor Robinson, people could put you up to date. And tomorrow, and I'm paraphrasing, they'll knock you down. And sometimes it don't even take
you
long. It might be tonight.
It might be this morning.
Oh, you're the best thing since sliced bread. And then tonight is like, all the time. They're smiling in your face. All the time they want to take your place.
Come on now.
You know, so I appreciate what you were saying, sir, as babies growing up into it. But in that growing, there is growing pains. And in that growing, we tend to look at sometimes the creature better than the creator. And God said he will have no one. No one will come above him. I'm paraphrasing again. I'm finished.
Okay.
God be with
okay. Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
But what I'm saying is when we grow, and when we grow in our lives, these are the things that come about. These are the things that come about no matter how much we grow, eating meat or on milk or however you do it, these things come up in our life, and once we get to a certain point. We start seeking possessions. We start seeking pleasure, and we start
validation,
popularity.
Yeah.
So validation, and then we start seeking a greater position. You know, I believe it was the apostles or the disciples. One of the disciples asked Jesus to sit with him in glory, to sit on his right hand in glory. And Jesus said, "You don't know what you're asking." You don't know the positions that you're asking for. And we have to understand that these four P's that we just talked about tonight is part of life. It's part of life. Nobody can tell me that they have not at some point in their life wanted to possess things, to possess money, you know. Nobody can tell me, and I'm going back through these again. I'm sorry, but I have to do this. But nobody can tell me that they have not sought pleasure, some sort of pleasure in life and popularity. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be popular. And everybody, as I said earlier, everybody wants to be in a good position. But these are the things that we have to pray about. And these are the things that we have to seek God about. Instead of seeking man, we have to go to God instead of going to man for these things that we're asking. And then, watch this. And then when God puts you in this position, or when God gives you the pleasures of life, or when God gives you possessions that you might not want, but those are things he know you need, when God gives you these things, I believe that it means more to you. You get a greater sense of growth out of appreciation. I thank you so much. Appreciation out of the things that God gives you. Because as Minister Mahan said, man can give you something one day and take it back the next. Mm-hmm. So my whole deal is that we need to seek God for anything that we're looking for, rather than going out looking for man to hand us things on a silver platter, because it's not going to happen. Oh, let me say it this way. It ain't going to happen.
Amen.
I just.
And at the end of the day, do we want the awards or those types of accolades from man? I remember, I heard this from that young man that passed away that I can't ever remember his name, but he that young man that passed away. Anyway, he was in an awards show with Denzel Washington. And Denzel Washington was receiving an award, and his mom was there. And his mom told Denzel and the young man that was there, he says, listen, man will give you rewards. I mean, awards, but it is God that gives you the rewards.
There you go. Amen.
Man will give you the rewards, but God is the one that gives you the rewards. So, take stock of your life and who you are pleasing. Before anything, please God.
Please God, yes.
That's the end of the day. Yeah. The end of the day. The beginning, the middle, and the end. But this was a good message. I should have been on another line, but I had to come here. Pastor from the Tennessee area. God bless you, Pastor Robinson.
Thank you so much. To God be the glory. Chadwick Boseman. Thank you so much. Yeah.
I could see his face. But
he's from the Black Panther, and he was also on Ma Rainey's Black Bottoms.
Oh, I saw that movie. Yes.
He was on that as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick. Yeah. Very good. I remember it now. Yeah. His name
that
now.
43.
God be
43 years old. Amen. Well, are there any other comments? The lines are open. Amen. Hallelujah.
I enjoyed the brother that gave that comment as well. I enjoyed that comment because it made me go like Arsenio Hall used to say, you made my mind go,
Yeah.
Let me think a little deeper on this here.
It made me think of, and I want to say it's in Corinthians, it's when I was a child, when I became a man, I put away all those childish things. So as we grow, we learn and we have obstacles that we come in contact with as children, and we begin to start to grow in Christ. And the more that we grow in Christ, we can either become like the world or we can become like Christ. But when we to grow in Christ, then you're putting away all those childish things that you were taught from the very beginning, and you begin to start to grow. You grow in Christ, and you become a man in Christ. You begin to act like Christ. Do it, loving one another. When we're a child, we don't love, we like to have fun, but we don't love one another. So
that's right.
So when those are some thoughts I was thinking if you said that. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I would also like to say to Brother Sean, he normally is always on and very and I hope I'm not embarrassing you, but he very rarely says anything. So thank you for growing up in Christ and coming out of that shed, to the point where you begin to start to share what's on your heart and what's on your mind. Because it's all the Word of God. We all learn and we all grow from the Word of God. And that's what it's all about. The more more we get from each other. I never thought about it like that. That's what the Word of God is all about. A lamp unto our feet.
Yes, sir.
And a light unto our That's what the word
Amen.
Is all about.
Amen.
Pastor Robinson, all
Amen.
I can say is thank you for laying it out for us this evening and breaking it down so that even a child can understand. Thank you so
Amen.
Much.
Thank you.
That.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Adam.
Right.
Elder John.
We miss hearing you online. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. May I just say this last thing? I just want to say this one thing to, I think that's Brother Sean. I love your stand, your uncompromising stand. That's what we need more and more in the body of Christ, men such as yourself that stand and that stand. You know, the body of Christ is going through such a transition. You know, in the body of Christ, there are a lot of people that want the accolades and want a whole lot of this, that, and other. And I'm going to stop. I hear a lot of noise. But God bless you.
What are we hearing in the background?
I don't know what that is. But God bless you.
Mute your mics and let you talk,
Brother Sean. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
I'm sorry about this. This it picks up everything in the background, and sometimes people don't realize that you can hear that, even water running, you can hear
right
in the background. And that comes out on our recording when people are listening to it and they're being witnessed to. You know, but the devil is a liar. Those distractions will not prevent anyone from coming to God. The devil is a liar. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Hey, Elder Clay.
Yes, sir.
Elder Clay. Yeah, hey, my wife is trying to call me. I don't know what's going on.
All right.
My wife, she tried to call me twice. I need to catch this call right quick.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're closing now. Thank you so much, Pastor Robinson.
Would you end it in prayer for me? I appreciate it. Let me see what she got.
Okay.
God bless
thank you.
Sir.
May God bless you. Father God, we thank you for your words which has come going forth this day, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that it did not fall on deaf ears. We thank you for your word which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We thank you for your guidance and ordering our footsteps. And when we fall short or we go off track, Father, we're just asking you in the name of Jesus that you would just correct us like a parent does. That you would guide us like a parent does, that you would love on us like a parent does. Lord, Father, we come before you every day when we wake up. We just say thank you in the name of Jesus, because had not it been for you, where would we be now? So we just glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for the speaker for this evening, the man of God this evening.
Yeah.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for his study, for his word that he brought forth. And, Lord, Father, I thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come together in unity and in spirit, blessing the name of Jesus. We just thank you.
Yes.
In that precious name, we claim victory, victory, victory. Thank you. Remember, we love you. God loves you most.
Amen.
I can begin again.